if you're going to therapy, you need some type of comedic relief as well. So, you know, it shouldn't be always. And that's why I might do 2 therapy sessions a week, because I'm going to need something like some type of comedic relief, because you can only handle so much.
Welcome to Run, Thrive, Survive podcast. I'm your host, Sierra Carter, and here we will untangle the madness of our health by understanding our mind in action. If you are looking for more energy, more productivity, and just an overall happier life, you are right where you need to be. We will balance emotional, mental, and physical health every single day, because some days we thrive. Some days we just survive. But here on the podcast together, we will run our lives. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Run, Thrive, Survive with me, your host, Sierra Carter, where we run our lives instead of letting life run us. Now I'm kind of starting to clean up the podcast. We're kind of changing them around a little bit. So over the next few podcasts, over the next few weeks, and the next few recordings, you're going to see a lot of things changing, and it's super duper exciting because it's growing. So really quick, if you are watching this on YouTube, and if you are not, you also check me out on YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, you notice behind me there's just like a random blue wall. And now the angle of the camera is different. There's a lot of things going on, but I promise you this blue wall behind me, and like the one that I had with Chris in the podcast, those are changing because I've got a whole new podcast setup coming up. It's just about the matter of time when I'm able to actually paint the walls behind me. And we all know that that takes time, and I'm not a very good painter, so it's going to be a bigger mess than I hope, and probably you would hope too. So don't hire me for painting. Hire me to help you work out. So with that being said, make sure you check out my new website, runthrivesurvive.com, and you can sign up for the email newsletter called the Pack Your Bag Campaign, because we're always going to be ready for whatever life throws at us. And I'm going to give you all these tips, tricks, and everything that you can pack in your bag, that you've got in your tool belt, and you're able to pull out whenever you need to, so you can stay happy, healthy, and always be ready for anything that life throws at you. Because again, we're running our lives, and that's all this podcast is about. I do want to say thank you to everybody listening, because you guys have been absolutely incredible. This has grown more than I could actually imagine, and things are just working out. And you know, you have those times in life where things are going really, really well, and sometimes they're not really going really well. And I just want to thank you guys, because in a time where things were really not going well at all in my life, oh, the irony, this was growing, and that really kept me going. So I hope I can keep you guys going. I hope I can keep you guys motivated, happy, healthy, and just ready to kick life in the butt, because that's what we all need, especially now that the world is opening up. So without further ado, I'm going to switch us on over. I've got an awesome guest today. Her name is Kendra Crump. You can also find her on the Kendra Crump Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She has a podcast. She's a comedian. She also has a background in psychology. She is one of the funniest human beings I've ever talked to. She's so humble. She's so good natured and so down to earth. And she's also not afraid to offend anybody. So this conversation literally goes all different ways. And it's all focused around mental health. It's all focused around making light out of every situation. And I'm telling you right now, what we talk about, it's funny. It might be a little bit shocking to some people, but it's funny. And just keep an open mind going into it, because in this day and age, in the age of, you know, your neighbor being a police, not police officer, but your neighbor policing you, everybody policing you, nothing you can do is correct. It's time to just unwind and have a little bit of fun. It's time to just understand that we're all human beings. Nobody is perfect, and we've got to stop yelling at our neighbors, because if we really want to change this world, if we really want things to ever come together, to ever go back to normal, we have to learn to be gentle with each other. And I'm not saying where you don't offend your neighbor and you can't do something because it's going to offend somebody else. I just wish we would be so understanding on so many different levels to so many other people. And that's kind of what Kendra and I come together today and do, is we have this conversation, this wild conversation, so much fun, so entertaining. And we just talk and just let it flow. And whatever happens, happens. And it's really what life should be all be about. So hug your neighbor tonight. Make sure you guys are just being kind and fun with anybody else, and make sure you make somebody or a random stranger smile today, because you never know what somebody else is going through. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into Kendra's podcast today. Take your training to the next level with Zensaw Compression. As the original creator of the compression leg sleeves, Zensaw helps provide runners and all athletes with muscle support, pain relief, injury prevention, and faster recovery. All products are made with premium Zensaw fabric, which is lightweight, moisture wicking, and anti-odor, meaning they will stay dry and smell great even during the toughest conditions. Try our best-selling compression sleeves, socks, seamless sports bras, and more to see how Zensaw can help you perform without limits. Visit Zensaw.com to see all of our athletic wear, running gear, and compression products, and use code all caps Sierra, C-I-A-R-A, 20 for 20% off your next order. Again, that's Zensaw.com. Zensaw, perform without limits. Thank you for coming on the podcast. I'm super excited, you guys. I have an awesome guest today, and she's absolutely hilarious. I want to introduce Kendra. Go ahead and just tell us a little bit about yourself and just who you are and how awesome of a person you are.
Yes, Kendra Crump from Atlanta, Georgia. Born and raised, recent college graduate, rapper to games, baby mom slash wife. I always try to shout him out, let him know that he needs to give me back my house key that he somehow I never received. So yes, I graduated from Clark Atlanta University with my degree in bachelor's in mass communications. And so I'm going to Georgia State this time, and I'm going to be getting my doctorate in early childhood psychology. So if you guys have any kids that you feel are tyrants, send them to me. If you're okay with me whooping them, then we're good to go. Okay.
You know what? Sometimes a stranger is all that they need to really scare them into behaving.
That's true. That's true. You seem like a very good kid, but I feel like this either A, you probably were a tyrant at some point and you just grew up, or B, you just were always like this. What was your life? Did you get whoopings back in the day?
I'm going to tell you. So my thing was, I knew how to manipulate situations where looked like the angel, even though I know, and I look back on some situations, I was like, I should have been caught, but I never was. I never got the whoopings or anything. My parents, disappointment. I was the only child. If I disappointed my parents, and you could just sense a little disappointment in them, my soul would die a little every single time. So I was on point. But everything else, I mean, I was kind of manipulative, twisted situations, made it where it went my way. And I was like, oh, I should go back and apologize, but I won't, because I won't give myself away. So what kind of person were you?
So let me ask you, did you have like any pets or an imaginary friends growing up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hope it's normal, right? Where... I had an imaginary friend. I think being the only child, I had to have a few imaginary friends, because you're sitting at home sometimes by yourself, right?
Most definitely.
Somebody had to be talking to you across that tea table. They had to be pouring their own tea. They had to pour your tea. Always had imaginary friends. But I was also always busy, where I would grow up on the street. I know it's not common anymore, where people could go outside and play with other kids.
Oh yeah, that is true. That is very true. Very true.
Remember those times?
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago for me, or five. I still try to go outside to go play, but apparently everybody just wants to sit inside, be on their Game Boys or whatever, right?
Oh my gosh. It's so sad to see kids just sitting on their iPads all the time. So I want to bring something up. So you are a comedian.
Yes, ma'am.
How did you bring, you're also going into child psychology.
Yes, I have. You got to have multiple like business ventures. You can't just rely on one thing. And I think that's the thing about it. People feel like they can just rely on one thing, and it's like that's not going to get you nowhere. You have to figure out what else are you good at. You know, I want to have my own radio and television show. I want to be an author, or maybe a minister. You know, I want to do a lot of different things. Like be like Forrest Gump. Call me Farika Gump. Okay, like I'm trying to get out there and do it. That's the goal.
And I absolutely when we first talked, you just blew me away when we were just talking and have this great conversation, because you're not afraid to say things that may or may not offend people. Like, that's awesome. And in this day and age, God forbid I get offended.
I get canceled I get canceled every month. Like I have a joke that's going to get canceled. I posted on my podcast. And I have this joke where I am, I already said it, but I'm gonna tell you, your listeners can get firsthand based. I said, I ate some African food for the first time, the other day, and I woke up musty. No offense to all the African, but you know what? I think it's certain cultures or villages or whatever it might be. They don't believe in deodorant. Same thing with the Indians. I'm like, guys, like, why? And then you got some people who aren't a part of that culture, and they just don't want to wear a deodorant, and they try to holler at me, and I'm trying to understand, what in God's name is wrong with you? Do I look like I'm trying to be around someone who smells like booty sweat and Hennessy? Come on now.
I'm going to tell you the best thing I've seen. There's a photo that circulated the internet. If you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, I don't care. Please wear deodorant. And I was like, oh, please. Because you can smell everybody down the street.
Have you ever had somebody try to holler at you and they smelled?
Yes.
So how do you politely, so when it comes with odor, right, body odor, I don't tell people that they smell. I don't do that because some people are just immune to that. But when it comes with you having a bat in your cave or spinach in your teeth, I'll let you know. You know, if your fly is open, I'll let you know, okay? If your track is like showing, sis, I see the whole screen window, you know, I'll let her know. But when it comes to body odor, I don't tell no one, because people, they just have a, like, they get so butthurt for whatever reason. I don't understand why.
They do, but you know what? You have to do it in a roundabout way where it's blaming you. And I figured this one out. And I do this because I'm in the gyms all the time. And you know, those adolescent teen boys do not wear deodorant. So what you do is you get around them and you kind of get close to them and you kind of start sniffing yourself and you like smell yourself. Like, let's just say you smell your armpit or something. And you kind of look at them. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I think I like stink or something. And here's the thing, the psychological deal behind smells. You are not really able to smell yourself, because it's the more you're around the smell, your brain gets used to it. So if you smell somebody else, they might not smell themselves, but you smell them. And so hopefully most people know this. It's kind of a common thing. It's like one of those like psychology 101 things.
Yeah.
If you get around them and start saying, oh, I smell, they're going to smell themselves, because people get self-conscious and like, oh, is she smelling or do I smell? And then all of the sudden, they kind of like, you'll see, they'll kind of like put their armpits down and they kind of like, they get kind of uncomfortable and do this like weird squirm where they know they're the ones that smell, but they're kind of happy that you took that away. And I've noticed this. I've done this a few times in the gym and those people stop smelling.
So wait, did it just come to you out the blue to say, okay, let me let a person like, how do I, wow. Okay. Won't God do it? That's what I'm talking about.
This came after I watched some guy pop his pimple in the gym mirror.
Oh gosh. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh gosh. Sis, I almost fell out my chair. What type of gym is this that you go to? So I will not walk up in this. I mean, is this like is this a chain gym or is this like something that's in your area? Like one only in your area?
No, it's a community.
Well, make sure gym. When I come to your state, your city, please tell me I'm not going to that gym. I refuse.
It's the Florida man gym, I swear. You'll find the weirdest.
Of course. Y'all have gators like working out with y'all as well?
Oh yeah. Dolphins across the street. It's a party.
That's you know what? Have you ever got hollered at? Because I used to work at the gym. Have you ever gotten hollered at while working out?
Okay, so creepy enough, I've never been like, somebody across the room says something. They're always the older men. They come up mm-hmm. to me, and I've had one guy, do you know, you probably know, hip thrusts. There's exercises that you do not talk to somebody during. And one of those mm-hmm. is hip thrusts. Men out yeah. there, do not talk to a girl when she's doing hip thrusts. It's awkward.
Of course.
Especially when her back's against the wall and you have to walk straight up to her. And I had one guy, every time I would do hip thrust, he would mm-hmm. come up to me and just start a random conversation. Mm. Now, mind you, his wife is also like at the front in the kids section with their newborn okay. daughter. But he always okay. had to start conversations with women and hip thrust. And it was just the most mm-hmm. awkward thing because he'd stand there and watch you do them while he's talking to you. And then he'd walk away when you're done. And you're like, this is so awkward. Why would you do that?
So maybe what he was trying to do was like bring you into the like marriage, you know, like people are really a part of that. You know what? I am like, I always would say I'm definitely like no for the poly lifestyle, but it's like one of those things where it's like, okay, like, I don't like it until I try. So I'm going to be a poly part of poly lifestyle for 2 weeks, maybe three, give or take, and say, hey, I did it. Hit me back up in like 5 to 10 years to see if I was ever a part of a poly lifestyle. And I'll tell you how I did with it. You know, maybe that's what it was. Like,
well, you know what? Some people get into it and that's their missing piece. But then there's other people that are like, yeah, it's not for me. I get it. I see where you're going with that. Try mm-hmm. it. Don't knock it till you try it.
Or can I have two boyfriends? And this is what people don't understand about the poly lifestyle, right? So it's not like you guys are having a threesome or whatever it might be. And then they share each other. No, it's like, hey, we all know about each other. We live in this house. Someone can stay downstairs. I'll be in my master bedroom. The other person's in the other room. Okay. I'll have one person Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The other one Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And we're rotating. Like, how come, like, for example, in the Bible, like, you know, Abraham, King Solomon had like over 700 concubines. Okay. Why can't we as women have over like 50 men? Like, what's wrong with that?
Well, I'm going to tell you the best dating advice I ever got. One woman, I think I was 16 or 17 years old, and she was mm-hmm. like, you should have a guy for every task you need.
Yes, I've heard that before too. How'd that work out? What was the most amount of boyfriends you remember at one time, either having or men that you were talking to, like dating?
It was probably about 4 or 5, but most of them were the virtual relationships where it was like I needed attention and I knew they'd respond back to me enough to give me mm-hmm. attention. I think I'm more of the attention seeker. I'm independent. I got my own stuff going on here. But man, yeah. sometimes if I have a pretty outfit on, who else is going to compliment me? My girlfriends are like,
we as women, we love that. We love that. Like, as long as it's not from a guy who we find unattractive, because it's like at that point, that's harassment right there, you know? At that point, it's like, bro, I'm about to call the police. Like, no.
Oh my gosh. No. And those people that slide into your DMs and they're like, you're beautiful, babe. And you're like, who are you? And why is your picture exactly. like a pedo stash and in a creepy van? Like, who the heck are you? This is so exactly. not okay. So now I got to ask you, pulling back, how do you use comedy with psychology?
So I like picking people's brain. I like knowing why people do certain things that they do before guys just up and block me on the world wide web. I like to question their motives when they ask me or say certain things to me. Right. Cause I'm just trying to understand what is the reason as to why you feel like this is appropriate for you to ask this. Right. And so with that being said, I definitely, Phil, you know, I like to ask why or what is the motive behind this and everything else like that. You know, I can, and plus I feel like, you know, if you're going to therapy, you need some type of comedic relief as well. You know, it shouldn't be always. And that's why I might do 2 therapy sessions a week, because I'm going to need something like some type of comedic relief, because you can only handle so much. When people sit here and it's like a soap opera, it's like, okay, I really didn't, I just asked you, what time it was. Don't sit here and start, like, have you ever tried to have a conversation with someone, like a random stranger? You're like, you keep seeing them around, like, let me go up and speak to them. And you're like, bro, this is why I don't even ask people how they're doing anymore.
Absolutely. I had one friend, and you know, you have those friends where you want to help them, but you know, you can't. And mm-hmm. somebody would, you know, When people ask you how you're doing, a lot of people don't really care about the response. They do it like it's just a habit. And they're like, oh, hey, how are you? Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to say good. How are you? And they're supposed to say good. I had one friend who would go above and beyond and just legit just lay out her entire life problems to random strangers. And their reactions were fantastic. And they're always like, I'm so sorry. And, you know, they're like checking their watch. Like, I gotta go. I didn't mean to bring this all up. But at the same time, I'm like, I guess that's kind of like a therapeutic release. Like, tell your problems to these strangers. Like, 90% don't care. And the other 10 are really happy you have them type of deal.
Yeah, I think like with this particular friend, did they not want to try, I don't know, counseling, or they got kicked out of counseling sessions because it was like no progress was being made?
Well, I'm not sure if they, it's a case study on its own, to be honest. I think he went back and forth between therapy and then like would walk away from it and then went back and forth. And it's just one of those things where, oh, therapy was never working. But at the same time, I was like, I think you were getting some progress somewhere, but I guess you don't see it type of deal, you know? Like, how do you deal with those types of people?
Yeah, there are some people, you know, I think this was a question I came across, and I said, have you ever told someone that you had missed their call, but in actuality, you just didn't feel like answering? And there are some people I like to talk, right? But there are some people I just have to text because I know, like, okay, they're not talking about anything. And it's just like, I'm like, bro, they're going to ask for some money. Like, no, I'll call you back.
Can we talk about those people where you're trying to get off the phone, right? So you're ending the call and then they're like, oh, by the way. And then it turns into another 20-minute conversation. You're like, okay, I got to end it here. And they're like, oh yeah. Oh, and then how's this, Sierra or something? And you're like, oh, this is turning into a 3-hour conversation and it should have been 10 minutes.
You know what you can do? I'm going to tell you what you can do. I just found this out the other day. What you do is as soon as you're trying to get off the phone and this annoying call, you need to go and just hit airplane mode so it can say called failed. That way, if it says call in, it doesn't look like it's rude. That to me is a lot. It says call, fail, and then just like have your phone airplane mode and they call back, just call them back later. You know, and that's what I just found that out the other day off the line. Like, you know, people are like, oh, we've been through that. I'm like, well, hey, thanks for telling me that you've been through that. Like, cause I'm telling you, like, because I used to have excuses like, hey, my refrigerator is open. Let me call you right back. I see a squirrel that is attacking my trash can. I need to get this thing because before it jumps in, I'll call you back. Like, I used to be, I'm like, I don't want to keep doing that. I need to have a healthier alternative to wanting to try to get off the phone with people. That's honestly what I need to do. And I guess I found it. So now, you know, anybody out there, because I know you got like 10,000, you know, listeners and all that other type of stuff like that. Anybody out there who is ever having issues, just put your phone on airplane mode so it can say call failed.
I mean, that I love that because this is what I've been trying. I'll kind of pause for a second and act like I can't hear them on the other side. And I'm like, oh, hey, you there? And, you know, it acts like the call kind of dropped out and it didn't pick back up. And then I'm like, hello? Oh, sorry, you dropped out again. And then pretty soon I'm like, well, I'll just talk to you later because something's going on with my phone. It's probably my cement building. You know, like I don't have Wi-Fi and 5G down the street. It's okay. You know, that one works too. I like the airplane mode call fit. Airplane mode call failed. I'll do my little call drop and then hit airplane mode and just be like, oh well, sorry, you're gonna text me. my texts go through.
You know what, but it's like, here's my thing. Are we afraid? Do you feel like it's because we're afraid to actually tell people that we don't, that they are boring as people? Absolutely. What do you think is the reason why? Like, what do you think is the reason as to why? Or have you tried telling people, these same people, the truth, and they just, it didn't go very well? Or what do you think it is?
No, I don't think that's something I could be honest about. I just don't think I could handle their response or their reaction to me saying, hey, you just talk too much and I got to go because I've got other better things to do during the day. Because that's honestly what I'm thinking. That's what I want to say is like, yo, I didn't pick up your call because I'm in the middle of stuff and you're just going to talk my ear off about something I don't care about. You know, like, I don't want to just tell people that. So you've got to save a little bit of face and then just pretend that there's no connection. Blame Verizon or Apple or, you know, the phone gods.
You know what we should do? We should honestly, like how they have the purge, but I think it should be like levels of purge, right? Not the purge where you're just killing people off, but like that one day where you can just be honest with everybody, everybody in your phone and letting them know, or, you know, whatever it might be. And yeah, I think that's what we should do. Like that one day, that should be a law. Okay. Out there, like be honest with people and stuff.
Yeah. And you're not allowed to block anybody on that one day either. Like block.
No, you're
like,
not just keeping it real. Like, bro, I'm just going to keep it real with you. Your breath smells very bad. Your gingivitis. I don't know how it got this bad and you're an adult, but your breath smells very bad. Right. If I wait till I get very close with someone and I let them know, hey, just keeping it real with you, like what happened to your teeth? Why is it tooth chip? I wait until it's months and of actual conversation. I'm like, hey, I've been wanting to ask you this since the first day. Okay. Please do not like hit me. I'm far away. I'm 20 feet away. What happened to your tooth? Like,
you have to do that. If you don't mind me asking,
they always I try to make it a comedian. Like, I came across a girl who at my customer at my kiosk over the weekend. She's a midget, and I wasn't sure that's offensive to say. So I asked her. I said, "Look, I'm going to ask you something. I hope you don't get offended." I said, "Like," and I asked, "I'm like, are you okay with being called a midget?" And she laughed. And I said, "Do you like being picked up?" And you know, because I had the urge to just pick her up and put her on my like side. And she said, when I was younger, I liked it, but not anymore. And I said, you know, in certain college programs, I said, did you ask her if she had a scholarship? Because certain scholarships, they can like grant you for being very tall or very short. Like they will do this. Like, I never knew that. I said, yeah, definitely. She's like, well, I can check into that. I'm like thinking like, wow, you look old as hell. But anyway, I thought like, she's like, I'm just graduating high school. I'm like, oh gosh, never mind. But I didn't say that, right? But I made her laugh and she left me a tip and I'm like, great. See, so you know, it's all about your approach. And I asked her, is she the only person? Is it in her family? She's like, no, this is like a rare condition. I'm the only person. She's like, my mom's short, but I'm the shortest one in my immediate and extended family. She's like, it just came out of nowhere.
Wow.
So little midget lady, I hope you're listening. Like, shout out to you. Like, you're kind of famous because I talked about you the other day in another podcast. But like, if any midgets are out there, because you know, midgets are like, they're very thick. So they might look very light, but they might be heavy. So I don't know how well I could have been by picking her up. So I do want to come across a midget where I can't actually pick her up and put them on my side. That's gonna be on my page. I like, that's gonna be on my like profile page and everything, man.
Searching just wait for on a midget.
It's like, yes, I'm gonna take a video. I'm like, y'all, look, I found me a little person. I should have came across her when she was young, but then again, I don't know, like how, like we're talking 10 years old, that probably would have looked bad. Hey, I'm asking for your parents' consent. Is it okay if I pick up your daughter, but not in a sexual way? Let me tell you really quickly. That just reminded me. This was another woman at my job. And she had a scooter and I was like, oh, okay. I was like, man, I want to ride on the back of that. Right. It's like, come on, we'll hop on. And I actually did hop on and she was going, but I think my weight was so heavy. She's like, well, you can sit in my lap. And I'm like, oh, I could have done that. Cause I'm a free spirited, but I don't know, like if she would have got aroused and probably started trying to like, you know, lick my neck, you know, this is older, elderly Caucasian woman, you know? So I don't know what she was going to like, what she was capable of doing, you know, but next time, I come across a Caucasian elderly woman, because you know with women we should be able to feel free by like, right, you know, being able to like show our boobs and stuff, but at the same time, like there are some women who are like, okay sis, you're kind of being creepish right now. Like, do you remember, like, if not a recent or the most memorable time you had a woman who like, you, she probably wasn't lesbian, but she just like you, she made you feel uncomfortable where you're like, sis, you're acting like a dude right now.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was just about to say, I think I've had more women hit on me openly than I have men.
That's actually like, do you remember the very first time, like how old you were when you actually remember getting hollered at by a woman, or just played in your mind? Like, I think she tried to holler at me. Do you remember the very first time, how old you were?
It was probably 20, 21. It was
also, it wasn't like in middle school or high school.
No, I don't remember anything in middle school or high school like that going on at the time, to be honest with you. How? What about you? Was it younger?
No, it was as a young adult. And
really?
Yeah, it was about, yeah, as a young adult, like, of course we had, you know, a few gay kids in the school.
People absolutely
wanted to, like, pretend to be gay and the trend type of stuff. But no. I remember. Okay, so I always had this thing. I mean, being like, we're family. I can just be open and real with you, you know, because I've had certain stages in my life, you know, and stuff like that where I was just questioning myself. So I always had this thing where I'm like, man, how come that person's always hollering at everyone else? Am I not good enough? Come on now. You know, so with that.
I do remember that. I remember those where you're just like, am I not pretty? Like, am I not cute? Is something wrong?
Yeah.
Do I smell? Is the big question.
So I remember there was this one girl. She was a freshman. I was a junior. And she came in and she was like a wrecking ball. Like, I think like Miley Cyrus song, Wrecking Ball, came in like a wrecking ball. That's how she was, right? And she came in like, oh, yeah, I'm going to try to get with him. Get with this person. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So she had... was always hitting on everybody. And I'm like, she ain't hit on me yet. That's why I was trying, like, in my mind, I was trying to manifest her, right? And this is how she hit on me. She said, Kendra, you know what? I don't remember what she said at the beginning, but she just said something about, I will ride your face, right? And I was like, yes, I got hit on. But I didn't know what ride your face meant because I was very sexually inexperienced. And sometimes I still am, you know? And so I told someone, they said, this is what it means. I'm like, no, I'm supposed to be doing that to you. How dare you, lady? You know, so that was like... So I sent her email. You know what? I think I can still find it in my Facebook Messenger. I'm going to like go click on her name and like go to like email and I mean like messaging to see. But I asked her like later on when I got home, I'm like, are you like, you know, sure? She's like, yeah, I still would do it. I'm like, okay, great. Got it. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out. Because this seems very disgusting and you kind of been around with people and I don't know how your eating habits are. Like, I was thinking about all this type of stuff. I'm like, I see acne on your face. You're still going through puberty. So I don't want that puberty, you know, semen to come out and hit. Anyway, so I was thinking about all this type of stuff. Right. Needless to say, never happened. The end.
Can you remember? Go ahead.
I was going to say, but no, it was like when I was 18, it was a former manager. She had came on to me and she was more of a feminine woman. She had a boyfriend and she had, you know, it's like, hey, can I like give you head? And I'm like, don't you have a boyfriend? It's like, yeah, I do. But like, can I still do it? And I'm like, what is this? Not like, come on. But it was like, she had asked, but other than that, like I said, as I'm leaving high school, graduating high school, it was more of that happening.
See, that's about the same with me. It wasn't until I got out of high school. It was kind of like, it was a very like mum's the word, hush, hush type of thing that was probably going on in high school. I actually found out years later that the high schoolers had parties and I was never invited. So obviously I wasn't one of the cool kids.
Oh my gosh. You just reminded me of something. I remember you know what's so crazy? As you get older, you're like, bro, like these teenagers are nothing new is under the sun, but it's like you try to get slick and you try to be slick, you try to cover for your friends. But as you get older, the maturity, like that, I don't know what it's called, but something clicks off in your brain where you're like, even though I'm over the age of 21, I'm not going to buy somebody underage alcohol. Like, I was all for y'all need to buy me alcohol. I'm responsible, right? But now as I'm older, somebody asked me, can you buy me alcohol? In my mind, I'm thinking like, if something happens, it's going to be on my conscience and stuff right. Like that. Like, that's honestly how I am. Like, even if it gets to that point where it's like every now and again, I'll smoke weed, like every now and again, you know, but I'm even at the point where if you're under the age of 18, you can't smoke with me. You're a child. Back to like, even like still like now, like I'll have teenagers and teenagers, like I think they curse worse than adults, like these middle schoolers. And I'm like, bro, y'all are cursing for no reason. Like, even like I've been on podcasts where I have had like teenagers, and you know, I'll let them know, hey, I'm just gonna keep it real with you. Like, I'll watch my language around you because you guys are cool. Like, girl, we curse all the time. I'm like, oh, okay, great, because I'm like, I don't want your peers. Like, who is that lady? And but if I use profanity, it's I'm making a point with it. I'm not gonna be like, wake up in the morning and be like, shit, Sierra, I'm not gonna do that. Like, I'm not gonna be. Like, I just woke up 5 minutes ago. What am I angry about? You know, I don't do that. It has to be a purpose for it, right? But like I said, I think going back to it, I remember in high school, this is like the summer, you know, before my junior year. And I remember there was this party that was going on, like a sleepover. Somebody's parents, I guess, was gone or so. And I don't like irresponsible parents like that. Like, come on now. Like, anyway, so somebody's parents, they were gone. And they, like, invited me. Of course, my mom was strict, but I was so mad. And I was, like, literally wanting to go to this party. And I'm still cool with one of the girls who went to that party. And where she's, like, I'm on her close friends. And so I'm going to ask her, you know, if I ever see her in person, I'm going to ask her, I'm going to be like, hey, there was a party that happened, like, you know, many years ago, like, what happened at that sleepover? Because I, like I said, they said, girl, you missed it. Like, it could have been, let's just keep it all the way real. People will invite you stuff to try to set you up. So I could have been set up in the most worst way and stuff like that. Like, never know how, and you got to thank your parents for certain things. Like, I'm very glad my parents did, you know, say I couldn't do this or do that. Because like I said, you think it's cool. But like I said, especially with women versus men, women, you can be the vice president of whatever. They're still going to bring up the fact that you had a whore year in college. But men, they don't, nobody cares. That's how the world is. Like, society is going to be the end all be all. So.
Yeah, but like at least right now, I do see a change in a lot of that. Cause I mean, like, since I've gotten out of college, I mean, or college, high school and college, I guess, a lot has changed. A lot has changed. And I mean, who knows if it's changed in the, for the good or the bad right now? Cause we see our everyday news cycle and it's not great. You might as well just go shove your head into a wall. It'll probably be less painful.
Look, adulting, I came across this meme that said, can all the people who are between the ages of 25 and 36, let's just go into a field and just yell, like scream out. And I understand now.
Yes. Adulting sucks. I don't know who told us that. Oh yeah, the best years of your life are ahead. No. I want to go back to the years where I was so innocent I couldn't even tell you which way was right or left. That would have been,
if you could live to be an age forever, what would that age be for you?
Oh, I think it would have been like, I think 11 or 12, because that I can remember that time where it was like you somehow understood things on a more sophisticated level, but at the same time, you were still taken care of. You could still like just play all day and not worry about work or school or anything like that. But you were also kind of sophisticated where you're like, oh yeah, I feel like I'm an adult. It's just, it was a weird crossover couple years. But I would definitely stay there. What about you?
Gotcha. It would be between the ages of 2 to 5, because I was able to ask dumb questions and color and take naps and, you know, not have to worry about what our parents were had to deal with. That is, I had people taking care of me. That is the age that I want to go back to.
Before you're potty trained too, because that's just one less responsibility thing that you have to worry about.
Of course, most definitely. That's beautiful.
Absolutely. Now, swinging around because we're talking about kids, how do you think, well, when it comes to the psychology part of all of this, what do you think that kids nowadays, because we're in a weird society, are going to be struggling the most with later on in life?
I think how technology has gotten for the worse. Yeah. Parents, I asked this random polling question about why is it that there are parents who literally will never show their child's face, like until they guess they hit 18 at that point. And there are a lot of pedophiles out there. There have been pedophiles since the beginning of time.
Oh yeah.
But they literally will take a child's picture and stuff like that. they will get online. I had this one of my one guy had told me that he had this person like had tried to take his kids' photos and, you know, pretend to be them on a different page and ask for money. And was like, bro, like, I'm talking to my daughter. This isn't you. People will take, like, slide in the kids' DMs and be like, send me feet pictures. Guys will do that, right? And to me, this is what the issue that, you know, I want to go back to the era where we didn't have technology. Like, it wasn't, well, we had it, but it wasn't as advanced, which, I mean, pros and cons. You know, of course, I would not have met you unless I was just out randomly at that gym. And I'm like, and I look at you like, sis, like, what the hell was that about, sis? Right. This man. And I'm like, sis. And I'm looking at the lady like, sis, you know, but still, with that being said, like, it's pros and cons with it all. But you need to go back to the, you know, before the social media where people actually went out and met people. But this day and age, what's happening, technology is getting more advanced. People, you know, of course, you have the TikToks and everything else like that, which I'm not subscribed on because I was told it's addicting. And I just want less apps on my phone as possible, right? You know, but this is it's just the technology is advanced and it's a more of a way to get people to have these predators and you know, all that.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because it's not as prevalent now that I see people. I don't see a lot of people telling their kids this, but like I was in, I think it was, I don't know, I was pretty young when Facebook came out, but like I was able to get Facebook at seventh grade. And this was like 2009 is, I don't know. So I can't do the math in my head. And I just remember everybody saying, do not put any of your information on the web because people can stalk you. People will follow you home. People, you know, like, it is an actual problem. But now kids are literally putting their street addresses online. And I just, I mean, it blows my mind because I couldn't even fathom my mom letting me do that when I was like, you know, 9, 10, 11.
And some of the parents don't know, man. Some of them, like, I remember I was in seventh grade and I got my first email address and I changed my name because I didn't want my mom to know I had an email address in seventh grade, you know. But you're right. I learned, do not put your information online. People ask me, hey, what side of Atlanta are you in? I always make up a side. Like, it's never the side that they think that I'm in. They'll tell me what side they're on, but I'm like, oh, okay, all right, cool. They're like, well, what part of, like, I'm like, yeah, I make up something.
I'm by Dover Street. Oh, okay. You have to Dover Street right down north, south, east, west, take a turn right and you're there.
That's true.
Man, oh man. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting future to see where a lot of these kids end up, especially the ones that are constantly on the tablets. It might be an antisocial society.
It's starting to become that, man. People don't know how to have a real conversation. Like us, I know, you know, we have a time limit and everything else. And, right. And it's, sadly, it's coming to a close. But we're able to have a great conversation. I've done been on a few people's podcasts where I was just bored and I was just like, okay, interviews are cool, but can we just have an actual conversation type of podcast going on, man?
Well, I mean,
tired of sounding like a robot.
Oh my gosh. The worst, and you have a podcast, I was going to ask you this next. The worst is to have a guest on that sits there with two word answers and you're like, how, you know, tell me about this. Oh, it was good. Can I have some details? Like the sky is blue and you're like, I don't know how to talk to you.
And you know what? That's why I don't have everybody who, like, people are like, oh, I want to get on your podcast. I fill them out to see what type of person they are. And I let them know. I say, typically whoever I invite on the podcast is somebody who I searched out first and I see what you're like. And then I catch the vibe and I'm like, you know what? You're amazing. You're talented. Come on my podcast and stuff like that. That's when I do that. Or, you know, if I podcast with, like, I get on other person's podcast and I realize we connect well, you come on my podcast and everything else like that, you know.
Absolutely. And like I told you, I thought you were a bot. So, but I'm glad I responded to you when you said that.
No, of course. Of course. You got to listen. This is why I say, man, do your research. Yes. Do your research. Check out their IG. If they post an IG page, check out their IG page. If they post, you know, and then see once that you respond back, say, hey, how are you doing? You know, stuff like that. Like, can we do a pre-interview call and stuff?
Yep, absolutely. That is my process right there. So before we start, because we are coming to a close, Where can they find you and your podcast? Because I'm sure everybody fell in love with you like I did after this podcast. That wasn't me taking a toss towards you, by the way.
No. My thing is, if you're going to, can you at least be single, please?
Wink,
like,
wink.
Come on now. Can we have single people who are attractive try to holler at me? That's all I want, okay? You're going to male, female, whatever, okay? The way that these men are, like, I'm probably going to be, I might be a carpet muncher in about 5 to 10 years. So I'm tired of all these cats. Back to the story. So you guys can find me on Instagram, The Kendra Crump Show. The isn't the KYNDRACRUMP show, not with a money sign, SHOW, okay? My YouTube is Kendra Crump, KYNDRA space CRUMP, and my podcast, which I believe you're coming on sometime this month, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think you. Or wait, not this month. It's gonna be October. That's right. Sorry, the next month. Whatever.
Sometime in October.
Yes, I was like, bro, September's pretty much over. Sometime in October, you're coming on. I got you down and everything else like that. You guys can find her on there, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be nothing but fun.
It's going to be a blast. So thank you, Kendra, for coming on the show. We will see you guys next time here on Run, Thrive, Survive, because we're going to run our life before life runs us. Bye, guys.